مذهبا كن يا بغاري زيادة مذهبا كن يا بغاري Kopi dana vallava kiri varadani. Kopi dana vallava kiri varadani. Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Kopi dana vallava giri varadani. Kopi dana vallava giri varadani. Yasoda nandana braja jana janjana Yasoda nandana braja jana janjana Yamuna tiravana chari Yamuna tiravana chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Puna Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paravaraja Kacharya Ashtator Satasi Simatisti Vaingre Silavet Sharanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna. I would just like to give you an overview of the last address or last gathering during the Naam retreat or the Hari Naam retreat. We will start our program with the servant of the hosts. After this, I will explain to you something on the subject matter of taking the retreat home. You will be given your gift, your practice. Then we will go through the retreat just very briefly. This time through the slides, which have been prepared, carefully prepared by our photographer, so that we have again a little recap what happened, and end the program with a little ritual, a sankalpa ceremony, in which we hope to solidify and make firm what you have learned. This is an important session. I know that several of our retreat participants had to catch trains, flights, the Narada Muni Airways, so on to attend, so it will be carefully recorded for them. And our internet audience, I hope you are up all over the world and are ready to take your retreat home. I request your full concentration. We want to go very succinctly through it. And now we will start with our Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. He is a very, very wonderful devotee. And it was him who really, with his, let me say, very solid devotion and very foundational understanding of Krishna consciousness, has made Radha Desh into what you see today, a prospering devotee community which hosts different events, Krishna conscious events, and which also preaches tremendously to the outside world. I remember, I'm not so good in numbers, but because this number is so big that you cannot forget it, there are 20,000 tourists who come throughout the year to take darshan of Radha Gopinath and there chant one, the tourist guide says, the devotee tourist guide, now when we are in the temple, we must do some meditational practice, and everyone is enthusiastic. Repeat after me, Hare Krishna, and then they go all in the kirtan. So I'm very pleased that our Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu will address us all now and give us some wisdom. Maybe let us hear him very attentively and let us greet him warm-heartedly with full applause and shouting of Haribo. Haribo! 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 You please stand that everyone can see you.
Since there is a meeting and I've heard you with some politicians, that's why. Oh!
This wonderful Japa Kirtan retreat. He is so expert that he looks at and analyzes the core activity of our society, and then in an expert way he gives his examples, which are full of feeling, they are down to earth, they are humoristic, and they are very appealing to us, so that we want to do something with it. It becomes very clear the importance, because it helps us to become more conscious. Because one of the worst things it said that in relation to an enemy is if we don't know him. That's the most difficult enemy, the one we don't know how he will attack, who he is, where he will come from. So we have the need to be conscious of our enemy, which doesn't allow us to come to a higher realization in Krishna consciousness. So the arrow is hopefully going to pierce through our ignorance, passion, bring us to goodness, and then transcend that goodness to a real spiritual activity, which is the goal of the chanting of the holy name. I cannot think of any better way to help our own Krishna consciousness and the Krishna consciousness from all the devotees in the world than by improving its main activity, the chanting of the holy name and the Sankirtan, the congregational chanting. So Maharaj was yesterday addressing a few words to Shyamananda Prabhu and the devotees who acted, because indeed the act was really a devotional act coming from the heart, and many devotees were touched by it. But I would like to address where that comes from, because normally if you have already your sadhana, morning program, lecture in the morning session as part of the retreat, afternoon, evening session, then normally there is no time for doing such acts. But because in this retreat, you know, the deeper feelings are touched, then extra energy appears. And it is this extra energy and inspiration which made these devotees perform such wonderful acts in such a short time. So that's why I would take this opportunity this time to thank His Holiness Satchinanda Swami for this wonderful retreat and for helping us on our way to Krishna, to come more to closer to Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of life. So in the name of the Radhis community, we want to thank him, and we want to give him also a little present. Ooh. Which is here behind the curtain.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Satchinandana Swami ki Japa retreat, Japa Kirtan retreat ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Chaitanya Prabhu. I didn't expect that you talk about my insignificant service. It's I know the Prabhupada never destroyed paper which was used to wrap a present. So, take some time, excuse me. Wow. There's something with presents, you just want to immediately know what it is. Can you please take the paper? Oh, Srila Prabhupada. Oh yeah, I have heard about it, but I honestly didn't. I don't have it. It's wonderful. It's a big photo collection with, I believe, there are some statements which Prabhupada said on different subjects. I will not unwrap it further because that will take a long time. Thank you very, very much, and I'm very grateful. It's not within my possession. I try to be very fast and get all books before anyone else can get them, but you have outdone me. Here's another book. I will look at it a little later because it will take a lot of time to unwrap. Thank you very much, Sridhar Chaitanya Prabhu. It means a lot for me to hear these affectionate words and the way you speak is just so... Can you see how Sridhar Chaitanya Prabhu speaks very systematic and very nicely and very, at least an impression, and all he does is like this. So, yeah, well, we don't have now the time to praise Sridhar Chaitanya Prabhu, but I really would like to do that. But then we go out of the Harinam retreat. It's not part, official part of the Harinam retreat. So at another time we will praise Sridhar Chaitanya. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. I would like to now go into the last very brief session of this retreat. It's the last time where I can address you, and it's, I believe, maybe one of the most important things I have for you. So let me just prepare everything I need. Open this, please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajare Sadarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Go Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. On this last day of the retreat, I have very bad news for you. You will return. You will return to a world and circumstances which have not changed. You have changed, hopefully, some new inspirations and new discoveries, new realizations have happened to you. Hopefully your heart has been touched here or there. and you have increased your resolve or determination. So you have changed in significant ways. You had for 5 or 6 days good association. You have chanted more kirtan during these days than you chant on ordinary days, for sure. The whole day there were always kirtans. You have heard many lectures. You have gotten to know many devotees and learned from them as you were sharing in the active or applied learning sessions with each other. Many of you have cried a hidden tear. The Matajis have cried open tears, as it is natural. And you have definitely changed. But the world to which you return has not changed. This is bad news. It's the same. You go to the same jobs, the same family situations. Friends whom you know will come, temptations which you know will come. Maybe you have given them to Krishna, like in the beautiful theater play performed by our Manu, Nimai, Gopinath, and everyone. Ramachandra, Ramachandra. Yes, for some time Krishna has taken something out of your heart, but I think we all felt when Nimai was the first one to take back what Krishna had taken, we felt, oh, that's me, I always do this. Yes, when we go into the world which we are accustomed, the life in which we are accustomed, we might also get up and say, Krishna, give me back this habit. No, I will give it to you, but not yet, not just now. And we will take it back, and Krishna will be sad, and we will also be bitter sad with this. But we know this is conditioned life. I have been so fortunate to first go on many retreats myself. For many years I just went alone on retreat for 1 month. And then Burijan Prabhu, who is a good friend of mine and a teacher in Krishna consciousness, who has given our movement the idea of training and Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam overviews and so many good things. He said, why keep the retreat to yourself? Give retreats to the public of ISKCON. And I said, well, I don't know if I'm mature enough to do this. He encouraged and organized public retreats like this. And after some time of doing it, I felt intense frustration in my life. Such a deep frustration that I told him, I can't do this any longer. You can ask me to sing and dance on your retreats, but I will not give retreats. Because there is a problem in this. We lift devotees up. Not we lift them up. The atmosphere which is created lifts them up, and the holy name lifts them up. But then they go back to the same situation. I could see that the karmis earn money by this. They lift people up in their seminars. We are not the only one who give retreats. There are many, many retreats outside. And then the people go back to their day, to their normal days. They remember the retreats, and then they go to the next retreat and become retreat junkies. You know what a retreat junkie is. He needs to go there. He needs his fix. He needs his input from other sources and from outside sources, those who organize a retreat, in order to survive. So, of course, this it's always good to uplift people, even if they go back. We should always continue to uplift them. That in itself is not a problem. I think we have festivals where the same thing happens. Devotees come to a level and they go back, and even if they don't perform on the same level in their lives as they used to do during the festival, that's very natural, but they will remember what Krishna consciousness is. They will have a taste and aspire for this and hanker for this. And the more they hanker for Krishna, this is what Krishna told Narada Muni, the more you hanker for me, the more you will lose material hankering, material desires. So that is not a problem. I don't want to express it wrongly, what I want to say. That was also not my frustration. The Kamis make retreat junkies so that people go to their retreats and pay more and more and more, and that's how they live and get a living and earn, these retreat facilitators. In Krishna consciousness, we don't live by this, and also it's something different. When you make a little advancement, it stays with you eternally. Little, it's different. But the problem is still there. After the retreats, devotees go back, and you always hear the question which Vasudev raised, who's now on his way to New York, where he will tell the New York about the retreat. The problem is always what Vasudev expressed. I get an insight, but then I return back to normal, and it is sometimes very frustrating for devotees. I have met devotees who told me, Maharaj, this is not natural. I get to a certain level by the input of those who preach Krishna consciousness, but then I go back to my normal level. That is not very nice, Maharaj. I want another life. And here comes the other life. Not long ago, when we sat down to write the Vedic Way, we really thought very deeply and studied very deeply the question, why is it that people go always back to normal after they have an input? And we discovered the reasons in modern language. Sometimes a new perspective helps us to see the old. Of course, the answer is we are conditioned. We return to the conditionings. But this we have heard so much that we have stopped thinking about what conditioning is. To put another word here is deeply ingrained habits which force you to act in a certain way. There are physical habits, like eating habits, and there are psychological habits. These are thinking habits, and you know, your reactions to certain impulses. We could call them feeling habits, feeling responses habits. These things are responsible that we always that we live our life the way we live it. It is the duty of someone who wants to advance spiritually to exchange the material habits with spiritual habits. This is called sadhana. Sadhana is a practice which you do always, and that is nothing short of a habit. You do it always. By the sadhana, we want to come and change our thinking so that we always remember Krishna at the end and never forget him. This is the whole goal of our sadhana, to change our thinking habit. And once you can change your thinking habit, you have changed your acting or physical habit. Is that clear? When you think differently, you will act differently. So the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is if you want to change the conditionings in the mind to make our enemy, which is full of, no, to make the mind, which is full of material habits and acts as if he would be our enemy, to make this mind our friend by putting spiritual habits, thinking habits in it. That's the whole point of it. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. Smata vyasatatam Vishnu, vismata tavyo nayatu chit. Huh? You remember this from your Bhaktivedanta college learning and education. This is the whole idea. So when you now take the retreat home, and now comes the good news, very good news. My bad news where you will go back to the same life, and there will be different the same conditions. You will find them, which will condition you in a certain way. My good news are, just as you can, let me say, just as you have formed old habits, conditioned habits, material habits, in just the same way, you can form spiritual habits. It's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. If you, the only thing which you need to do is, you need to go through a time when you go now into your ordinary life, where you every day create your new habit. It takes you about a time, you know, we are all different people. It takes you time, like 40 days, they say. I would, but with the spiritual habits, you have to be careful. After you have done them 40 days, it's easy for you to do them, and you like doing them, but then don't give them up. That's very important, because then you would again turn your face away from Krishna, become what is called a Bahiyamukha, a bhakta, a devotee who is outwardly facing and not inwardly. That means a devotee who turns to the material energy more and doesn't turn to Krishna. So my request to you is to take I'm again a little bit too fast. I want to go fast through it. Slow down, Sachinandan Swami. This is an important session. You think already of your breakfast. Slow down, you know. Hare Krishna. I had to say this loud so that I really slow down. Good news is create new habits. And the example in our scriptures that this method works absolutely is Ajamil. Remember, Ajamil. Pah, Ajamil. Ooh, just the name sends a shuddering. If you would go through the forest of medieval India or ancient India and you would be in the area of Ajamil, you would be dead. He was such a criminal. Woo! He would see your wealth, you know, whatever, your money, dotis, zaris, neck beads, anything he would take. He was a criminal, murderer, bad person, after he had his transformational experience, that is, at his deathbed, he chanted the holy name, and he was given a second chance by the mercy of Lord Narayan, who sent his servants, the Vishnu Duta, and who felt, he has chanted my name, I must protect this Ajamil now. He was given, the protection was, given a second chance. And Ajamil immediately understood, this is my chance. The commentator said, when he came back to life and left his deathbed. He went and left his old life behind. He didn't speak to his relatives. He immediately, knowing well that he didn't have much time, went to Haridwar, a holy place at the banks of the river Ganga, and engaged himself to create new habits. He did something which was typically not typical for him. He had an intense program of chanting the holy names in the temples in Haridwar, in Ganga, near the bank of the Ganga. And he was so intense because he had seen that this is my only chance. I'm a criminal. I have performed so many sins. I can't atone for them. But it says the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the best means of atonement in our scriptures. So I will do just that. And he sat down. He became a Nam Bhajanandi, a person who chanted the holy name. And he became very, very, very deeply absorbed in it, and his he immediately after 2 weeks, I think it was 2 weeks, as far as I remember. Am I correct? 2 weeks. I remember 2 weeks, not 40 days. 2 weeks is 15 days, 14 days. He was ready. He was purified. The Vishnu Dutas came, the same Vishnu Dutas who had saved him at his deathbed. They brought him into the Viman, the transcendental aerial chariot, which brought him back to Vaikuntha. So Ajamil is an example of someone who has formed a new thinking habit by doing just that, concentrating on his japa. He has transformed. It's possible, my dear devotees, and therefore this example is given in the Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another example is given of people who could change by taking to two things, the chanting of the holy name and Vaishnava Seva. These were Jagai and Madai. And again in our traditions, we hear Jagai and Madai. We hear them more, we hear them about them so often, because these examples are given so that we gain faith. Well, I was not exactly like Jagai and Madai. I mean, the scriptures, there are additional scriptures which describe what they did. They did murder. They did, what was it? Alcoholism, and they did rape. And if you are interested in this subject, they did pedophilic rape. It's a pedophilic, that's with children, you know. That's the most ghastly form of this aberration of the human character. Huh? They were really down, not like you. They were really in the mud of material existence, and also they could transform. So the scriptures are very, very insistent that transformation is possible. However, when you go now out of the retreat, you must work on your transformation by taking the retreat home. And I want to give you a technique and let me say a tip. How to take the retreat home. Look back, please. What is the word which you can see there? Arrow. Yes, you know everything. The Kirtan arrow has five keys that favor the full revelation of the holy name in your life after the retreat. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 15th chapter, text 42. I repeat. No, 7, 15, 42. Tells you an analogy about an arrow in this way. The Vedic mantra is the bow. The pure living entity is the arrow. And the target means the goal, where you shoot the arrow. I shouldn't. It's not the picture, you know. We also don't want to shoot really at Radha and Krishna, you know. Is the supreme being, huh? So, my dear devotees, if you want to take notes, you can take notes. But what I will tell now is something which is our gift to you. It's the Kirtan arrow. It's a full description which you can take home with you, and when you do your Japa or Kirtan, you know, you can look, okay, what was it again? Acha. And then you can improve. We will give it to you at the end of the retreat, and you can, it's very nicely printed, very nicely done. If some of you are artists, we still look for artists to help us to design a wonderful, attractive logo for this idea that really anyone, including the whole yoga congregation and possibly the whole world, will like to apply the Kirtan arrow in their life. Because it's Yuga Dharma. It's for this age of Kali, the superior process. So this, in the retreat, we have gone through 5 steps with you. Each day was dedicated to one step. I want to go with you now through these steps with a certain perspective. The perspective is, how can you apply what you have learned in... Pandu, if you take the oxygen away from us, I know what will happen with my audience. maybe we make a compromise. Yes. Thank you so much, Panduji. Do you need a chatter? You can take mine. It's all right? Yeah. Good. The first step is, when you do Kirtan or Japa, it refers to both practices. The A, for which the it's called alignment. It means tuning the body, mind, and heart to the chanting. This will help you to be fully present and attentive, and avoid aparad. You know. You need to know that your body and your mind and the heart plays an essential role in how well your Kirtan or Japa practice is. With the body, you just, you know, body means all these physical things. You bring yourself into this place, you sit down or you dance. That's the body activities. Let's not waste so much time on this. You know much better. You are practicing. This is not. Then the mind. If you can concentrate by bringing the mind always back to the holy name, my dear devotees, you avoid the main apparat which decides whether your kirtan is good or bad, whether your japa is of quality or of not so much quality. If you bring your mind to concentration, to attention, then you can avoid the offenses which bring you away from the experience of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us this very important hint in his book Harinam Chintamani. He says, pramada, inattention, is the root of all other offenses. If you can just avoid this one. And for that, you have to align your mind. And because the mind is so much influenced by the body, this is yoga psychology from Patanjali breathing and all the things which we did, and you know, and the body. You remember when you fell asleep and your mind was going off? I told you the German yoga exercise, you know. Remember? And devotees came to me and said, "Maharaj, my legs! What have you done with my legs?" I thought it was more important for me to give you a little Muskelkater. That's what is Muskelkater? Hangover? No, hangover is when you drink. No, same word. Yeah, a little muscle hangover. Then if you fall asleep, you need to listen to this. So my dear devotees. I know it's almost embarrassing to hear, but if you are tired, you stand no chance to avoid inattention. The mind will go, you know, like in this wonderful, wonderful Hollywood production of Syamananda Prabhu. We could see, you know, as he was trying to hang on, but no, he lost it. Yes, so body and mind are connected for a conditioned soul. So sit properly. That was what Prabhupada said, you know. That means a physical activity helps the art of concentration. So body, then mind, concentration, and bring the heart, bring some feeling. Like yesterday, in the theater place, my dear devotees, were your heart not touched? I saw two devotees, strong men who can lift 50 tons at once, crying like little babies. Hare Krishna, yes, I have seen with my own eyes. If the heart was touched, oh yes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They were like this, yes. So, alignment, tuning body, mind and heart into the chanting will help you to be fully present and attentive, and in this way avoid aparad. Yes? Second step. You know, when you do your japa or kirtan, you just go kirtan era. What was the first point? Alignment. Okay, am I there? What was it? Body. Okay. Mind. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And now, heart. What is in my heart? Nothing good. Let me read a prayer. It's like that. Practical. Then it comes to the first R of the kirtan arrow. Relationship. Becoming and remaining aware that you have a relationship to the divine personalities whose name you are chanting will establish a connection so that your practice will become alive. I must say to the devotees who listen, and I'm sure that in the internet audience there is always there are devotees who listen very carefully. I know. My dear devotees, I'm not talking here about rasa, your original relationship to Krishna. That will be revealed to you by the power of the pure chanting of the holy name. I'm not talking about this, that you speculate, what am I? Am I a peacock in relationship to Krishna? My name is Mayuri Saki, the Saki of the peacock. Mayuri means female peacock. So I must be a peacock in Krishna Leela. No, no, no. You will be. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the simple, simple foundational truth. Jeev Krishna Das. The Jiva means is a servant of Krishna. There is a relationship to the Supreme Master. There is something. You are part of Krishna. I'm talking about this understanding. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, I have a relationship to Krishna. Oh, then you will do what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. You will say, well, well, if I have a relation, if I chant his name and I address him by this name, shouldn't I be a little mindful of him? What do I do to be more mindful or conscious of Krishna? Well, maybe I should chant before the deities, for instance. That's what we do in Gaura Bhavan. Gaura Hari dresses Radha Kanhaiya Lal every morning and practices his relationship, simple deity worship, and then Radha Kanhaiya Lal come to where I am chanting, and then I'm chanting my rounds before the deities, thinking, yes, you know, looking at the deities and chanting. Once devotees came to Prabhupada and wanted to bloop, doesn't work the process, they said, and they wanted to bloop. That is a new word for some of you. Bloop means to go away. It has a Ravindra Swarup Prabhu could tell you what this word, it's a scientific word, what it means in detail, but they wanted to leave the process. And Srila Prabhupada said, do one thing. Sit before the deities and chant their names. But then the temple commander will come and they will say, I must do service. Tell them, Prabhupada said, this is your service. It's such a powerful process. Because then you think there is a relationship. You know, do this. Here in the temple we have Radha Gopinath, and I've seen some of you. Well, most of us are guests, or those of you who are from Radha Desh, chant your rounds when you have some left after the morning program, before the deities. It will help you very much to feel I have a relationship, and something will become aware, something will become alive. Isn't it when the moment you are in a relationship with a friend, something comes alive? When you see a friend to whom you have a relationship, something comes alive. Imagine your friend enters here. You will go immediately, come here, I'm sitting here, here's the place, best place is here, you know, next to me. You know, something comes alive, which was sleeping before. Relationship, very important, very important. Third element, rendering service. We had this, we listened to this shloka, Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevonmuke Hi Jivado Svayam Eva Spuradyada. This means, actually, our dull senses, blunt senses, the tongue, can't chant the holy name. Krishna must descend on his own, and he only does so when someone is sevonmukhe, that is, his face is turned towards seva. He is inclined to do service. And service to the holy name is done during the practice and outside the practice. During the practice, you do seva by chanting for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, the holy name, and by giving them your attention while you hear, you know, while you chant or vibrate the sound and hear the sound, it's a function which you do. You, like sweeping, you use the hands and the broom and you sweep left and right, back and forth, diagonal and diagonal, and up and down, and dun, 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 you'd sweep. So when you chant, your service, you move also. You move your tongue, you vibrate, and your vocal cords, and you move the most powerful internal sense in service. Like, that's the mind. You bring it back, you bring it back, you bring it back from wherever it goes due to its restless nature to the vibration. That's seva. You're moving something. It's seva, it's as much a seva as brooming the floor of the temple and so on. This third is element is rendering service. That's the third element. Then comes opening the heart. This means taking shelter of Sri Sri Radha Krishna while you chant will protect you from Maya, and keeping the meaning of the mantra in your heart will help you to enter the world of the mantra, the world of Shabda Brahma. Taking shelter of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna while you chant will protect you from Maya. I'm thinking here of the practice of Sharanagati. And I want to absolutely recommend to you one book. You can order it from our retreat team. We have now I'm making a competition to Vishnumurti. He will forgive me. We have printed a beautiful copy of the book Sharanagati. And you can write us. Where can one write us? Yeah. To one of our secretaries, her name is Sadanandi. You can write and order this book. It is a few euros or so. No? Taking shelter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this process of taking shelter is the foundational issue of the Naam Bhajan. No? He says this in the sixth chapter of Chaitanya Shikshamrita. It means chanting the holy name while aspiring for prema. That's the chapter. And then opening the heart means also keeping the meaning of the mantra in your heart. It will enter and help you to enter the world of the mantra, the world of Shabda Brahma. I'm a little bit... This is a subject, the O of the Kirtan arrow, where you really have to find out a little bit on your own how you will open the heart to Krishna. I didn't want to give too many points. I thought these are general to everyone, but maybe you open the heart to Krishna by preparing an offering to him on the altar and offering it some fruits which you offer to him, be creative. It's your relationship therefore it's your individual expression also. The last letter is V. What means V? Welcoming the gift. Welcoming Krishna. What I mean here is be a grateful recipient, or you could say receiver, not an impatient achiever. When you chant, oh, when is it coming? When is it coming? When is the ecstasy coming? When is the Kirtan Bhava coming? Was it Bhava or Rasa or whatever? When is it coming? It will never come. Be a receiver. Be humble. Be there. Beggar. Hare Krishna. And don't think so much about yourself. Think about Krishna. This is amazing. In spiritual life, when you stop thinking about yourself and what you get out of it, then everything comes. Do you know this? This is what I mean. So this is the Kirtan arrow. This is our gift. It's really, this is born out of a deep discussion with Burijan Prabhu, who is very, very thoughtful and who is really thinking like a real teacher is thinking, to help ISKCON to just get the treasures of Krishna consciousness. And we have sat together, we said, what can we give to the devotees? What can we give to the devotees? What can we give? And then we left it like this, and then I remembered, then we had a discussion in our team. How do grown-ups learn was the question. We had this discussion. How do grown-ups learn? And then one member of our retreat rushed to the help and found this wonderful piece of information, which I remember from later. Hare Krishna, Hare Chaitanya Prabhu. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful meeting. Turn all the politicians into chanting. You should say there is a kirtan arrow. Maybe your children will bring one kirtan arrow for you. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your service and your time, Haribo. He will now make the politicians Krishna conscious, Haribo. So, and the point how grown up people learn is they don't want so many information. They have gone to school and they have a trauma from school, like me. Information overload. They want something practical, simple to apply in their life. Huh? Jai Krishna is nodding his head. This was not a side remark to the Bhaktivedanta College. Bhaktivedanta College is a spiritual school. And I'm in some ways, this retreat is connected to the offer of the Bhaktivedanta College, so I'm a member, a very unqualified member, because I'm not so learned as the other people, but I'm also a member. So I'm not talking about my mother school where I'm teaching. That is very good. But, they want something which they can apply in their lives, something which is practical, which works. And then, with the help of our team, we have just, you can't imagine how much time we spend on this, how many discussions we spend on this, how much hair we pulled out of our heads for this. We came up with the kirtan arrow. We will work a little bit more on the arrow, because it's very new. We don't even have the logo as of yet, and maybe some of you are artists and can think of a nice thing, which we can put, but it should look elegant, and then the whole world should become ketanias. So, and if you need some, yes, I should mention this also. If your old life knocks on your door, and you need some help, maybe some inspirations to go through your life with bravura, that means to be more Krishna conscious than before, you can always, we are there to serve you. We have this newsletter Amrita Vani, which will help you to remain in contact with us. And then we have a Kirtan retreat webpage, where you find photos, videos, nectarian quotes, and informations about the various Harinam retreats held around Europe and the rest of the world. And I really want to invite you to these retreats. The retreat is not so much about informations. It's about the change of heart which happens there. And please do come if you have time to these various retreats, which are offered also by other facilitators than us all over the world. We have on the Kirtan retreat many ways how to stay in touch. You have all the web pages, and you can decide what you want to take advantage of. We will give this to you at the end when you leave the hall. Don't forget this, huh? Good. This was the Kirtan arrow, and this was our humble gift to you. Please accept it. Please apply it. Oh yeah, I want to give you one tip. Don't try too many things. If you want to create a new habit and you do too many practices, you will spread your energy out too thin. It's like when you have marmalade, a glass of marmalade, and you spread it on 50 pieces of bread, then you can't really taste the marmalade any longer. So you have a limited amount of energy, like marmalade, you know, there's only so much in the marmalade glass. Then if you spread it on too many practices, they will lack energy and focus. So do something which applies to you immediately, and you have your whole lifetime to become a perfect Kirtaniya or Harinam practitioner. So also I should say, if you have not yet obtained the book, the Japa transformation book, then you please take one home with you. There is the whole book is about how to change old habits and develop new habits in life and in general and in particular in the practice of Kirtan. I've said what I wanted to say. I will not take questions at this moment, because the questions will most probably be answered here when you have it in black and white. And we also, time is also there. My wristwatch is not working. What is that? Oh, it's 9:30 almost, yeah. So we will now see our Kirtan retreat in retrospect. This is important for you, because after this we will go into our little ceremony, our little Buddha Bhavana. We will go into our little Sankalpa ceremony, where you will be empowered with a nice ritual to develop or to take the retreat home. So please just look at the slides. Your intention is to just go through the moments, go through your own discoveries. Remember what has touched your heart, so that you can make a nice sankalpa, a nice determination, which you take home with you. Okay. Yeah. Is Ramachandra good? Ramachandra, come here. With the Madanga. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kuba.
Can you take the wire down? Ashyamananda, Ashyamananda. Kuba, Ashyamananda, Vino.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hai Bo! Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hi-bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nagitna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nagitna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hai Bo, Hai Bo, Hai Bo. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, oh Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Jaya Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna. So we have something else. give him this microphone.
Dear Guru Maharaj, dear devotees, I am very happy to take this opportunity to thank His Holiness Sachinandra Maharaj for this wonderful retreat. I am thanking him in the name of Bhaktivedanta College, who is actually the organizer of this retreat, as Maharaj said before. He is our facilitator, teacher, spiritual motivator, and since many years, and we are very happy that we have him among our faculty members. And I am sure I am also thanking Maharaj in your name, because we all know that Maharaj has given us so many diamonds and pearls in the last few days. Diamonds and pearls, or gifts we can never repay. And I think we are all touched by his lectures, by his examples, by his stories in our heart, and we have a hankering somehow to repay the gifts we have received. And our college ladies have been thinking about that and very happy about that. How can we repay? We know that Maharaj Nandi has all the books which are existing, and he has so many other things, because as he said himself, when he has his birthday, he gets a room full of gifts. But as Mother Ganga is there and we cannot repay her, and we offer her actually the water, which we take baths and she takes off our sins and offenses, we try to give back Maharaj some pearls and diamonds. He's given of many more, but in there are more than 70 different pearls.
Oh.
And these are all the realizations, experiences the devotees have made during the retreat.
Oh, wonderful.
I heard only some of them, you know, some could not sleep at night because they heard the bhajan during the whole night. But others woke up in the morning or midnight and they had just perceived that they had been chanting and they had been practically in ecstasy. Yeah. So there are many wonderful pearls, and I hope this is our way to thank Maharaj. But especially I'm thinking in the future to motivate him to keep on with his retreats and of course to come back to Radhadesh and be again our motivator and help us to come closer to Krishna as he has done so expertly in the last few days. So I'm very happy to be able to give you this wonderful treasure box.
Thank you so much.
Treasure box you have opened for us from Krishna's side, and we hope that you will enjoy reading it for many days, and this gives you further inspirations for the future retreat.
Oh, now I understand. Oh, thank you so much.
I would at the same time also like to thank all the devotees who have helped to organize this wonderful retreat. I'm speaking, in fact, in the name of Dina Dayal. He is the organizer from the college side. But as he is taking his service so serious, we had for the moment no taxi drivers in Radhadesh available. So he himself took the car, and he's driving this morning twice to Southampton to the airport. So unfortunately, he's not here, but I would like to thank him for his wonderful service. Then I would like, of course, to thank the team of Maharaj, the team for the retreat. We all know that they have worked so hardly behind the scene, and they make all this available, and they supported Maharaj so nicely that he could present us all his wonderful gifts. I would like to thank where is Bhagavati? I don't see her. Ah, okay. She's the Radhadesh guest house manager for the support and the service she rendered to all the devotees. I would like to thank the kitchen. I think nobody is here, but thank you for their service. And I know so many devotees have done service behind the scene. Thank you very much. You made this retreat a success. And we have been very happy to have you here. And we would be very happy to welcome you again. So Maharaj, once more, thank you very much. It's come from our hearts. And we would be really happy to join you soon for another retreat. I don't know if everybody can come. But at least we hope that next year again in
Radhadesh. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank
you. His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj ki. His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj ki. His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj ki.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. What can I say? I'm speechless, and I'm very grateful for this. But I'm not doing so much. I have a wonderful team, and I want to introduce the team to you. there are two devotees, four devotees who are who are here, there is Banu Nandini. She's there, you know her. She's somehow thinking very quickly and deeply, and is an educated person who can help a lot. And then there is Gaura Hari, who is always with me since 10 years. And you can't imagine what happens when you are 10 years married with Satchinandan Swami. It's not easy. I'm very grateful that he can, in a way, bear me, means tolerate, and gives very important input. You know, you may notice I don't know the melodies, and Gaurahari knows them. As I'm not so I couldn't do these bhajans if Gaurahari wouldn't be there and says, this is the melody. I just say the Madhuri 1 or the Ganga 2, and then he has to know what it is, because I see different scenes, and that's how I recognize the melodies. Then there's Ranga Devi, who is filming and who is cooking like anything, and also very educated, and devotees who give suggestion. And the fourth member who is here is looking at the internet at the moment. It's my long year secretary, Sadanandi Dasi, who types all these things on the computer, and who does things. And then there are many, like Jayananda and his wife, who help. There's a huge thing behind this. Gadadha with the Dharma Castle, you know, the Veda Academy, and devotees like Dayal Goranga, who organizes yoga expos. The team is really developing. In America are devotees who help with the retreat. In India is a whole team. It's really devotees who dedicate themselves to helping preach Krishna consciousness in a way which is deeply transform, helping the devotees, that's our mission, and which is also reaching, that's a phase of this endeavor which we are still developing, which is reaching the non-devotees, the outsiders, with very attractive preaching programs. So I'm not doing so much. I just like the scriptures and I read and take a few notes, and then everything else is done by the team. And I just sit here and read what they do and what they have done. I'm not the main person at all. It just appears because I'm the most bold person and the most shameless person. And anyways, anyone likes to get such a box, you know, in life. I very much appreciate it, and thank you very much. Good. The last and maybe the concluding point of this retreat, which will seal, help all of us, is now going to take place. Our hearts are now open. Our determination is there. Our enthusiasm is there. Our inspiration is there. Now we need to protect this and keep it protected and insulated, not isolated, insulated, so that we can do something with it in our life. And for this we will do the Sankalpa ceremony, very simple and devotional ceremony. I will request Jai Krishna, as a representative of the college, to come here to me. There are two Matajis which we require. I think is Jai Bhatra and not available. So Devaki is, I see Devaki is there. Who have you chosen? Who else is there at the Mataji? What? Who? Yadurani. Yes, who is Yadurani? He is our Yadurani. Please, Yadurani and Devaki, please sit. Well, let me first ask my team, how have we organized? Maybe before the altar, isn't it? Yes. Just before the altar, isn't it? Good. All right. I will first situate myself there and ask my helpers to situate themselves at the altar. Maybe we take this with us, and then I will explain you. Please all turn towards the altar now. Yeah,
devotees, I have forgotten something before. Actually, there will be CDs available from all the lectures of the retreat, and the devotees who would like to get them, they are ready now, and you could approach.